Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. As dawn breaks over Israel, the weather is mild and clear across major cities. In Tel Aviv, the sun is rising over a calm Mediterranean. Jerusalem sees crisp air, perfect for a morning walk. Haifa enjoys a gentle breeze, setting the stage for a pleasant day. Here are today's headlines. First, in the past hour, Maariv reports that the IDF continues to pressure Hezbollah on the Ali Taher Ridge. The military has struck command posts in Dar and Wardown, but prefers to maintain a low profile. Also earlier today, Walla details a new wave of attacks in Lebanon. The IDF has struck the Ali Taher Ridge, following a Hezbollah operation that seriously injured three soldiers. Also this hour, according to the Jerusalem Post, Iran is rapidly rebuilding its missile program. Israel faces increasing costs as diplomacy stalls. Separately, JNS reveals that a study finds the Palestinian Authority employed planners of the October 7th attacks. The findings highlight the PAPLO's responsibility in employing these terrorists. And finally, in a related development, a short time ago, Al Jazeera reported on the ongoing conflict dynamics in the region. From X, the latest. I-24 News English reported just minutes ago that a State Department spokesperson emphasized the pilot zone program as the only viable path for peace between Lebanon and Israel. They anticipate the Lebanese armed forces completing operations soon. Aga, a commentator on societal and geopolitical issues, posted earlier today pointing out that those supporting terrorists abroad often advocate for destructive policies at home, calling them enemies of progress. Balaz News shared news a short time ago that former President Trump is pushing the Senate to end clock changes, suggesting more daylight in the evening is beneficial, even mentioning crime reduction. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the ongoing military developments, Maariv reports the IDF's strategic strikes on the Ali Taher Ridge and command posts in Dar and Wardown. The military aims to contain Hezbollah's movements while minimizing broader escalation. This careful approach reflects the IDF's intent to manage regional tensions. Turning to the developments in Lebanon, Walla details that the recent IDF strike follows a Hezbollah operation injuring three Israeli soldiers. The strike signals Israel's immediate response to threats. This heightened military activity underscores the fragility of the border area. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post highlights Iran's accelerated missile program rebuild. As diplomacy stalls, this advancement raises security concerns for Israel. The ongoing delay in diplomatic talks increases regional instability. In a related story, JNS reports on the Palestinian Authority's employment ties with October 7th attack planners. This complicity raises questions about the PAPLO's role in regional violence. The discovery may influence future peace negotiations. On the economic front, first, Maariv Business reveals that the number of job seekers surged in July due to seasonal layoffs. Despite this, the employment service notes a recovering market with increasing job vacancies. Separately, Tech reports that Cellebrite shares plunged after the new CEO reduced the 2026 outlook. This decision stems from longer sales cycles and weaker than expected growth. And finally, Yinet Business reports Moody's upgrade of Teva to investment grade, citing growth and debt reduction. The ratings agency highlights improved earnings and solid cash flow as key factors. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 9 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.